This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
And I'll tell you, this past weekend was, I'll actually take you back. This happened on Friday night. So typically, I mean, I travel all the time. I'm all over the place, but I was home this weekend. I was so excited. Typically, I turn my phone off on the weekends. I spend time with my husband, my animals. Friday afternoon, get a notification on my phone. It says Simone Biles tagged you in something on X. I was like overwhelmed with excitement. Like, this is someone I've looked up to. She's a role model for me. Like, was so excited about this until I clicked on the notification. And of course, I had to read it like five times, click on the profile back, click on the profile, make sure it wasn't a fake profile. This was the real Simone Biles. And lo and behold, it was. As you mentioned, it has been the talk of X, really all social platforms, TikTok, Instagram, every article that has been posted. If you read the comments, Simone Biles is getting railed in them. I believe she truthfully incinerated her legacy with just two tweets this past weekend.
Riley Gaines, she's of course a swimmer who famously swam against Leah Thomas, also known as William Thomas, and has really led the charge on behalf of girls and girls sports, defending the right for girls to compete against girls. This is not a difficult issue, and it's, I think, in the haze of the last 10 to 15 years of, you know, the way people identify, the way people present themselves, understanding that there are a variety of people who see themselves in a variety of ways. There was first, I remember, Ryan, when did tolerance, was that like as we were growing up? Like there were bumper stickers that said tolerance.
It wasn't the 80s. I would say that started in the 90s.
So tolerance. But then tolerance became bad. Like, how dare you just say that you should tolerate people?
Yeah, it quietly became bad. Mm-hmm. It wasn't sudden, but it became, just like we used to talk about being colorblind was good. That kind of became a bad thing to be.
Yeah. Even like the critical race theory, understanding of Martin Luther King Jr.'s content of your character. Like, I don't want my kids to be raised to see color, and I don't want people to see my kids as a color. I want people to see the content of their character. That is diametrically opposed to what critical race theory educated,
right?
And was that infiltrated the classroom, which is that the first thing you should see is someone's color, because now you know something about them. And now you know, now you can identify the skin color of somebody and you can understand where you are in relation to them and where they are in relation to you. And then once you understand that, now you know how to behave. Isn't it ironic that the movement of the far left identity politics progressives and critical race theory, by their own definition, requires you as a white person to identify a black person. Skin color, skin color, that you are to identify yourselves so you know where you stand in society.
Yeah.
Racism.
Yes.
And your behavior towards somebody, first and foremost, you're supposed to see that skin color, and you cannot dismiss that skin color. Let's say that the skin color doesn't dictate, you know, if you're supposed to look at, I mean, I don't even know how to say this out loud because it is inherently racist to say that you would look at someone's skin color and assume you know something about that person, or assume that if there is something that is true about that person, that it only exists in the confines of approved context of historical oppression and victimhood and being the oppressor. You can't raise people in a society where that is the reality and have the outcome be equality. Because you're saying, by virtue of the very first thing when you walk into that system, is that you are not equal people. And you can't behave accordingly until you understand that you are not equals. In order to invest in equity, you have to understand that the system is unequal. And then you have to act on that. And the way you judge that is based on the person's skin color. So we have this whole movement that exists, you know, like you said, 80s, probably not 90s, tolerating. And then there was acceptance. Like, there are a lot of things in life that have nothing to do with sexual identity or, you know, whatever, skin color, whatever. There are a lot of things in life that I tolerate that I don't like. There are a lot of things that exist in our day-to-day behavior where we are tolerating the fact that things that, you know, if Annie ruled the world or if Ryan ruled the world, it would look like this. But, hello, I have the reality and the understanding that I don't rule the world, and I don't want somebody else to rule the world who can now control the way I behave, the things I believed, my behavior. If I'm not hurting anyone else and they disagree with me, we need to learn how to coexist. But we don't coexist anymore. The whole, like, critical race theory world is the opposite of coexisting with differences of opinions. It is now we've done the coexisting thing long enough, and you will sit down and shut up, and you will open your ears and shut your mouth. And then you get the world where boys are playing in girls' sports, and everybody is kind of scratching their head looking like, are you going to say something? And now society's like, hell yeah, I'm going to say something. This is absolutely crazy. Of course this is unfair. Obviously this is unfair. It is the irony of my lifetime. As a young girl growing up in the 90s, where we really had... Did this exist before the 90s, like girl power shirts?
That was definitely late 90s.
So I had some of those shirts, and I won't name them, but I had people in my immediate family who were like, I hate those shirts. But I never understood it, because I was like a little mini feminist athlete who played sports, who was, I mean, I'm all the obnoxious things I am now. I was opinionated. I would stand up and say something if I thought something needed to be said. It made me respected in some regards and not respected in others. Like, there were things that, like, the societal understanding of, this is what little girls are supposed to be like. This is how little girls are supposed to behave. That's for little boys. Like, the separation of what boys and girls were doing in the 90s still kind of existed in an old-timey way, but there was an active feminist movement in the 90s to get through that. So I grew up in a society where I was playing sports. I did volleyball, I did basketball, I did track, I did softball. I played all of these sports, and I felt like, as a 12-year-old or a preteen, and then going all the way through high school, like I was participating and fighting for the right to just play. And, you know, the Caitlin Clark stuff, who is injured right now, and the ticket prices reflect it for sure. But Caitlin Clark playing girls basketball and being in a position to have all of this attention put on her, and then the Angel Reese thing that exists, and they're very dramatic conflict that exists around them. I don't really know how much of it actually exists between them, but it's a show, guys. It's all like, they're selling tickets. If you've got a it's always good to cheer for someone. It's extra fun to cheer against somebody. Or motivating, if not fun. I've spent my entire life as a female athlete trying to make sure girls had a position and a place to play sports. And they just, like, you just kind of exist in your own world. You're just doing this. You don't care if people pay attention because they're not going to pay attention. And I've said this before on the show over the course of years, before Caitlin Clark, before any of this transgender infiltration into girls' sports. The fact that every time ESPN would put up a clip of some sort of girls' basketball, like maybe it was the NCAA finals or something, or conference tournament, whatever, they'd show like maybe a great steal and they'd run the court and they'd make a layup. All of the comments were about, yeah, where they were all like, yeah, but when is she going to make my sandwich? There's so much sandwich conversation existing around girls' sports. Caitlin Clark changed the whole way that people talk about it because she's a special kind of player. Girls, my mom didn't get to play sports in high school. I think they maybe had a couple things that were kind of like intramurals that she could play, but you know, she graduated in the 70s. She wasn't able to compete in sports. My sister and I competed at a high level in sports through high school. And now the progress that we have made in all of this time, the emphasis that has been put on girls being able to compete, and this is the kicker, folks. No, we don't play like boys. Why? Because we aren't boys. That's just the simple truth of it. We don't have the same body structure. We don't have the same strength. We don't have the same maybe level of endurance under certain sorts of tests. We don't necessarily have the same speed. But when we play against each other, we can compete. And if the world isn't entertained by it, we don't give a damn about that because we just want to compete. We want to play. We want to soak in the benefits of competing in a team sport. We want to know what it's like to learn and to train and to grow and to fail and then to succeed. We want that opportunity. And it doesn't matter if the world is not there to confirm that it is entertaining for the rest of them, for us to have the right to compete. We just want to play. Girls just want to play. And the way to draw attention to that, it is wild to me that in my lifetime, girls have ascended into the place where they can compete at really high levels. And they've shown that girls can do great things athletically across a wide variety of sports. And the political push of the progressive tolerance, coexistence, acceptance movement now shoves girls completely out of the way. And this is only for politics, folks. Like, it's not even, it doesn't even benefit the transgender community to shove boys into girls' sports and let them compete for the sake of inclusion. This isn't forwarding transgender rights. It's only squashing the rights of girls who have only ever wanted to play. That's all they've ever wanted to do. They just want to compete. And I grew up in a time where girls were fighting to say, no, we deserve the right to play. And girls are just as worthy of a basketball court or a volleyball court or a track or a softball field. We're just as worthy of all of those venues to express the talents that God has given us. We're just as worthy to compete in those events as boys are worthy to compete. And if it doesn't mean that the girls' basketball team at a college level doesn't bring in the same amount of money as the boys' basketball team does, that shouldn't negate the fact that girls should still have the right to compete. We know we're different. We know that it's an apples and oranges situation. We understand that, but we still have the right to compete. All of that is thrown out the window when biological males are allowed to fail competing against men and show up and handily win in competition with women. It is the most degrading thing to women that I have seen, this entire movement where you can put on a track uniform and wear your hair long and get your nails done and eyelashes, and now you're a woman. Did you do that on the first day of your period? Did you have to pay attention? I mean, good grief. The feminist movement of my coming of age time was women pushing and pushing for abortion so they could be as sexually active as males who didn't have to have any responsibility in their sexual activity. That's a fundamental right of biological women. You do not get to sleep with whomever you want, consequence free. Isn't that a biological admission that women are different than men? And the same political movement that wants to champion men who wear ponytails and press on nails or fake eyelashes while they compete in some girl's sport, that's a qualification to be a female? Like hell it is. On the worst possible day that a woman is existing, understanding all of the biological things that go along with being a woman, we still have to go out and compete on that day. You don't get to take that first day of your period off. You don't get to sit out because you're dealing with some sort of hormonal biological existence. You just compete. And you know what? You don't even go out there and talk about it. You don't make it part of the story. If you make it to a podium, you're not like, hey guys, guess what today is? You just live your life and you do it every day. That's what being a woman is. How offensive to say that all you need to do is apply some eyelashes. It's so gross. It's so disgusting. Riley Gaines calling Simone Biles out and Simone Biles reacting in a way that was just about body shaming Riley Gaines. Like the PR created apology, which I'd like to talk with you guys about a little bit later, whether you believe it's sincere or not. It's good that she did it. Even if Simone Biles never touched a word in that statement, it's good that that's the direction the statement went, because that means that the tide is turning. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, Kush Desai is going to join us from the White House. Excited to have him on the show because we got some really decent economic news, which includes an agreed upon deal with China, as well as some very positive inflation news. When are we going to get those rates lowered? What's the White House have to say about the economy on a Wednesday afternoon? We will ask Kush.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, John, look, we got another month of positive inflation news. Despite these historic tariffs, the latest numbers do show that inflation remained relatively tame in May. So the big number is the annual rate that came in at 2.4%. That is a slight acceleration from 2.3% in April, but this was better than expected. Month over month, prices were up by just 0.1%. Again, that's better than expected, and that's actually a deceleration from what we saw in April. Now, one reason why these inflation numbers came in much better than expected is because we did see a drop in energy prices. In particular, gas prices were low. Now, economists like to look at core inflation because that excludes food and energy, but that also came in better than expected. I'm digging into some of the categories. We did see that egg prices, they did fall on a month over month basis again. So that is a good sign.
So there you have CNN lamenting this economic success. I was listening on Fox News earlier today, and I didn't have the person's name up there, but it was a Democratic voice, and they were saying about the riots in LA, like, Democrats really need to stop talking and making the message be about immigration. We really need to see the Democrats shift their focus to the economy. And then I got all this economic news, and I'm like, I wonder if they understand the same economy that we're talking about here. Let's ask the White House about it. We are joined now by Kush Desai once again. We appreciate you coming back on the show with us. Kush, thanks for being here. Some positive economic news for Americans in today. What are your thoughts on the details that we've heard?
Well, thanks for having me on. Yeah, I think today we saw a great inflation report. It's the fourth inflation report in a row that we've seen under this president that came in beating expectations. So I think once again, because of this president's leadership, because of our America First economic agenda, we've finally put an end to the Biden inflation crisis that gripped our country for years.
Stupid question from a non-economist in myself. I'm a mom and a radio show host. I don't understand how these things all work completely. When inflation goes down, does that automatically mean prices go down for American consumers?
No, so we're talking about the rate of growth. So, you know, prices keep going, will slowly but surely kind of go up. And the rate of that growth, remember, the Biden era was going up at historic highs where, you know, prices were going up for essential goods by, in some cases, 10-20%. And here, you know, as we just saw, prices month over month, you know, compared to last month, went up just by 0.1%. So a very modest, you know, minuscule change in our prices here.
Mm-hmm. All right. Kush Desai speaking with us right now, Deputy Press Secretary at the White House. We also heard, in addition to the inflation number, Fox Business reports that the U.S. and China have reached a framework to implement a trade deal struck between the two sides last month in Geneva. That's according to Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick. That seems like very good news that we are moving in that direction, in addition to working on inflation and getting that in order. Of course, Donald Trump's effort on tariffs is a huge part of his economic plan. What do we know now about this deal with China?
Yeah, I mean, look, it was a very productive 48 hours in London with our trade delegation led by Secretary Bessent, Secretary Lutnick, and our U.S. Trade Representative Jamison Greer. I think we were able to sit down with the Chinese and hammer out some of these issues that we were having with Chinese kind of slow rolling, sending over the rare earths that we really need, these critical minerals like magnets that we need for a lot of our electronics and for our cars. So that was a major sticking point. And I think, you know, we were able to use some leverage that we have. And I think now we're at a point where, pending, you know, President Trump and President Xi to kind of approve this deal, we're in a good spot here to kind of get things back on track.
We're speaking with Kush Desai right now with the White House Deputy Press Secretary. Is this on time? Do you feel like is what the White House has been trying to do with these tariffs? China is the biggest fish of them all, at least from my perspective. Do we feel like those deals and conversations are happening in a timely manner?
Well, you know, they're happening. They're not timely in the sense of this should have happened decades ago. These trade deals, you know, these when you look at the trade deficits that this country has been running for decades, it's just been growing and growing to historic levels. You know, every year we kind of beat the last year's record. So a lot of this should have happened decades ago, but this administration is taking it head on. And yeah, I think we're in a great spot here. Remember, you know, the Liberation Day tariffs was just a couple months ago, back in April. We've already had a major trade agreement with the UK, one of our most important allies and trading partners in the world. And we're in a good spot to kind of get more trade deals going and signed with some of our other major trading partners. So we're in a very good spot here, given the hand that we've been dealt by just decades of bad politicians running this country to the ground.
Kush Desai speaking with us right now. Kush, we do a YouTube live chat poll every day. Today's poll is very basic. Did you vote for this? There's a lot of things that can factor in to somebody assessing their vote for Donald Trump and the progress that he's made this many months in. We've got, as you were talking about, the lowering of inflation. Now we've talked about tariffs. We've got the big, beautiful bill that's out of the House and into the Senate. And what I'm hearing a lot of people say is that they don't love the bill, but they do love Donald Trump. And they think that maybe this is just the best thing that we can get out of this particular moment in this particular time. How much do you expect the Senate to change the big, beautiful bill before Donald Trump puts a signature on it?
Well, look, I think first off, your listeners should love the bill. I mean, it's going to deliver historic working class tax relief. It's going to eliminate taxes on overtime and tip. It's going to put in pro-growth policies, you know, letting companies that want to invest in America to manufacture in America be able to write off equipment investments. And that's going to turbocharge, you know, combined with our tariffs, combined with our deregulation, combined with our lower energy prices, it's going to turbocharge manufacturing growth back here in the United States. So this is a great bill. It does all of that while delivering, you know, historic deficit reduction. And so, look, I think the sausage making is always kind of complex here in Washington, D.C., but I think we fully expect the Senate to get a bill together here that delivers on the president's key, you know, agenda items here and then kind of, like I said, turbocharge growth here for the American people.
So one of the criticisms that I hear, and I think you might have some explanation on the weeds of how these things come to be in a Congress, you know, whether it's an executive authority or a congressional responsibility. A lot of people want to see the DOGE cuts be included in this. They want to see all of that spending, that fraud, waste and abuse spending be clawed back and be fortified in legislation. Can you do that with this reconciliation bill that the Congress is facing right now?
Look, at the risk of getting too wonky, I mean, no, this is a reconciliation bill. So this kind of governs a narrower set of the government spending than sort of what people kind of expect. And so, you know, I think this bill addresses a lot of what we call mandatory spending. But, you know, we also have a separate rescissions package that our Office of Management Budget has sent to Congress to kind of lock in those DOGE cuts more permanently. So that's an ongoing process that's not just tied to this bill. And that's something we're working on every day as well, to find more and more waste, fraud and abuse and cut that spending and deliver those savings for the American people.
So are you saying then that the big, beautiful bill, once that is signed, sealed and delivered by the President of the United States, signed into law, that isn't the end of the pursuit of cuts and lessened spending by this administration?
Absolutely not. It's just the beginning. It's just the beginning. We are going to be working. I mean, remember, we have this administration is working every day to find and identify and cut the waste, fraud and abuse. And we'll be working with Congress very closely, starting with this rescissions package that's coming up. It's about over $9 billion in wasteful spending. And we'll be working every day to find more and more opportunities for us to cut this sort of ridiculous spending that career politicians have racked up in this country sitting here in Washington, D.C., that taxpayers like your listeners are having to pay for.
One of the important parts of the entire economic approach that this administration has had has been DOGE. I was actually on vacation for the last week and a half. So the Elon Musk, Donald Trump dust up that took place the first day back at work, I get a headline from Fox News that says that it seems as though Elon Musk has walked back some of his remarks. He regrets them. Just right now, what is the state of Elon Musk's contribution with the administration and the partnership that still exists or may not exist anymore with the president?
Well, look, I mean, the Elon Musk was helped kind of create the Doge initiative across the administration, and that work still continues. We are still focused on, like I said, identifying waste, fraud, and abuse, and cutting it. And so that isn't going to change with or without Elon Musk in the picture here. But again, we remain focused on passing our One Big Beautiful Bill to cut, deliver deficit reduction here and turbocharge our economy. So we've got a lot of things cooking right now, and we're focused on delivering all of that than kind of engaging in this, palace intrigue gossip that Democrats love to kind of sidetrack us with. Mm.
Kush Desai with us right now, Deputy White House Press Secretary. You can follow him on X at Kush Desai 47. Last question for you. What is the president's hope that this big, beautiful bill, when will it come to his desk so he can sign it?
Well, like I said, he's hopeful that we'll have this by the 4th of July. But, we're a little flexible here. Remember, we want a good bill that's big and more importantly, beautiful here. So, we're trying to get a lot done here, delivering a lot of the president's promises. So we're focused on making sure we get the right substance here. But hopefully we'll get that done by the 4th of July.
Yeah, well, we are looking forward to seeing the progress, what the Senate is able to do. You got a pick right now between the Republicans and the Democrats in the congressional baseball game?
My money's always on the Republicans, but, we'll see how that goes.
All right. Well, we appreciate your time today. Always looking forward to having you back. Kush Desai, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Take care. Bye-bye. Kush Desai is the Deputy White House Press Secretary. Good to talk to him about that. I snuck in an Elon Musk question. Feeling feisty on my first day back. He didn't answer.
Good for you. I was while you were interviewing Kush Desai, I was reading an article and looking at some of this inflation stuff, which you had started talking about with him. And in the article, it goes to, asked about the conversation, White House spokesperson Kush Desai repeated Trump's long-stated policy practice.
Oh, yeah?
It quoted him in the article that I'm reading.
I mean, the inflation numbers... Can you look at what the Trump administration is doing and what the Biden administration is doing? Can you be a sane person and look at the economic outcome of these different administrations and be like, I think I'm a Biden guy? I don't, how do you do that?
Not just personality either, but real policy. Not, this isn't just, he was dementia guy.
There's no category. Yeah, if you're like, I don't even want to say that. That's not nice. But how do you pick that? How do you vote for that?
I don't know. I really don't.
You know how? The answer is you are only emotional.
It's got to be.
You only feel. You think nothing. Everything is a feeling.
It has to be. I mean, that's some of the protests that are happening
right now.
That's
why I'm so conservative. I have no feelings.
That's why I lean left. I'm all feeling
super emotional.
It's like an exposed nerve.
What I can't figure out though is it's like the old 2016. What's he going to come in and just wave a magic wand?
Kinda.
I don't even know how he reduced inflation this quick. The only thing I can come up with is that as we talked about many, many times here on this show, all three of us said when he gets in office, he's going to open up energy production and let the oil flow.
Day one,
he has. There's still more to do, but he has.
And that type of stuff takes a minute to really seep into where we get to enjoy
usually,
it.
Yeah. But that's why I'm like, how is it this low already? And he's doing the tariffs. Huh. I really don't know. I mean, it does look a little bit like magic wand stuff.
I was in Hawaii and just thinking about like how blue of a state it is. Not literally, but politically.
Yeah, dabba-dee-dabba-die.
Okay.
It's blue. Dabba dee, dabba
die. You got to sing it like a robot.
Sorry.
I didn't know. It's like, gosh, I missed something else this past week and a half.
No, you didn't.
I looked up their conceal and carry laws. I think one of them said that you can get a license to open carry. And I'm like, God dang it, Hawaii. Why are you making Illinois? Like, you think all of the Hawaii tourists in Illinois are like, gosh, they don't have any freedoms here.
Wow.
Look at all these oak trees. They're beautiful, swaying in the wind.
Sure, there's a lot of people from Hawaii going, you know where we need to do our next vacation?
Yeah.
Peoria.
I've been to Peoria. It's not bad.
I'm not knocking Peoria. I'm just, compared to the Hawaiian Islands.
Yeah, it's, nothing is. There's nothing like it. Anywho, we'll talk about it a little bit in the 2 o'clock hour if you guys have questions. I don't know how much you guys want to hear about me being in Hawaii. I'm glad to be back. The YouTube live chat poll for today is, did you vote for this? And that's kind of the summation of me spending the last 48 hours. I started on the plane ride home, but we had about a 17-hour plus travel home because we had a five-hour layover in LAX. We just stopped by and we're like, oh, look, riots, get out of here. let's go to the other blue state. Yeah, I went from Hawaii to California to Illinois. That's why I'm here in Missouri right now.
Stopped in Idaho.
I got to shake the blue state off of me while I'm sitting here in St. Louis. The YouTube live chat poll is, did you vote for this? Because there's a no fudge brownies given approach to these riots in L.A. The mostly peaceful protest meme of CNN that took place in 2020, would it have been, or whenever?
Yeah,
CNN,
it was 2020.
Was that Wisconsin?
It's a good question.
I think that was the, what's the kid's name? Who shot that guy?
Kyle
Rittenhouse?
Rittenhouse. I think that was the Rittenhouse stuff. I think.
Kenosha.
Kenosha, Wisconsin. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that Kenosha, Wisconsin was the, you know, mostly peaceful protest and like burning buildings behind this reporter who I think I saw the same reporter in L.A. And I was like, oh, here we go again. And you look at these places that have voted these morons in that are, they're on the side of the rioters. They are on the side of the people who are burning buildings, assaulting police officers, and rioting in the streets. Their number one goal is to defend their own political ideology that if they were to cross it would conflict with the rioters. And I'm just sitting here flying, finally getting back into X going, you guys are idiots and everybody knows it. This time everybody gets it. And when the oxygen continues to get sucked out of the room by every leftist going, oh, can you believe Trump? It's like how you can't. I can't do that. I can't do that four times in a row.
Too much carbon dioxide as it is.
These people don't have enough oxygen going to their brains. I think we just figured it out. Everybody is looking at these riots going, come on, knock it off. We're tired of this. You've done this enough. We're done with this. Knock it off. Which is what grown-ups say to children who are acting on emotions without any rational, fact-based thoughts. You haven't thought this through, but you never even attempted to. You just feel. And your feelings, I was going to say, are valid but wrong. I don't think they're valid. I think the only possible tragedy here is that hyper-emotional people have been taken advantage by a political party that is obsessed with power and money, which breeds power, which breeds money. If there is a tragedy that exists here, it's that vulnerable people have been sought out by far left progressive Democrats who are exploiting them for their own gain in power and gain in money. But I can't feel sorry for you at the behest of the safety and security of my family. I'm done with that crap. I'm done with keeping my mouth quiet, my mouth shut, if I ever did that in the first place. I'm done doing that when you're telling me that it's not my time, that I have to sit down and be quiet about something that makes the world less safe for my children. No, not anymore. We're done with it. And the rest of the country is like, yeah, I'm done with that, too. People are going to be varying degrees of vocal, but everybody's done with it. It took a little bit too long to get there. Let's take a quick break. I want to ask you guys about the YouTube live chat poll when we come back. Did you vote for this? Brad and Ryan and Ethan maybe will come in here and tell us that they voted yes, all of it. I want all of this. This is exactly what I voted for. Maybe you have mixed emotions. You don't love what he's doing on immigration, but you love what he's doing on the economy, or vice versa. Maybe you're an unhappy Trump voter. Maybe you regret your vote. Or no, you didn't vote for Trump. Annie, are you crazy? Annie Fry YouTube channel. Go to youtube.com/@AnnieFry and tell us, did you vote for this? We'll be right back.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, I'm looking at some of the comments here coming in on our YouTube chat about today's YouTube live chat poll. Did you vote for this? Betsy says, in all caps, absolutely, 100% voted for all of it. Gary said, yes, I voted for exactly this. I hoped and prayed for this time. Trump would kick butt and take names. And Joe said, yes. This is an ugly, painful, and messy issue, but we created this problem under the Biden administration by turning a blind eye. Ignoring this problem because it's too hard is not a solution. All right, Ryan, you go first. Did you vote for this? Yes, all of it. Mixed emotions. Unhappy Trump voter, or no, you didn't vote for Trump?
The truth is I'm kind of caught between yes, all of it, and mixed emotions. I'm going to go with yes, all of it, because it's so close to what exactly I was hoping to see. I still just wish that he would focus more on getting a balanced budget. But, you know, I'm maybe he is, and that's a part of it after the big, beautiful bill. I don't know. But I'm going to say yes, all of it.
Brad?
I'm a yes, all of it, and I don't have any reservation, so I'm at the top end of this scale. I like everything that I am seeing. I have seen less stuff this time around that I don't like than I did the first time around. I think that he's matured as a politician. He's matured as a leader, and I think that what we have seen over the past couple months is more than I ever could have expected in that time frame, and it's got me super excited about what the future holds. So I'm very excited, and yes, I voted for all of this.
We are 142 days out from Inauguration Day, and being, you know, not even five months out, do you feel, Ryan, like he has achieved more than you expected in 5 months or less than you expected in 5 months?
I think he's done more than I expected, but achieved less. Which is odd to say, because I think the promises of DOGE was that he was going to cut more They could still get there. I'm not dogging on Doge, but they also promised that there were going to be a lot of deportations, and honestly, there have been a lot, but the pace at which they'd have to keep up with over this next 4 years to deport everybody who's come in from the Biden administration, they're not keeping up with that pace. So it's tough because I'm not sure what else he could be doing, but I'm also a little bit concerned that we still need to be moving faster.
You want him to move faster?
I don't know how he would, but yes.
Vicky said, I'm mixed emotions. I think I'm just exhausted by the first 5 months.
Okay.
I think a lot of people feel the drinking from a fire hose. They're kind of fatigued by it. I'm surprised that he's been able to get this much done in five months. That he's been able to address that we're not we're going to get to the Russia-Ukraine war in the third quarter. We're going to get to the economy. I mean, obviously, that couldn't be the case, but we're going to get to the economy in the second half of the year. It really feels to me like the first 100 days, they wanted to get the ball rolling in a way that was not stoppable. Get it going downhill fast enough that you couldn't stop it from continuing on as many major issues as possible. And I think he's done that. Is there anything that's been left completely untouched? I could say maybe, you know, people talk about the arrests, the Epstein files, trying to weed. People are like shaking their fists at the sky wanting to see arrests. I'm like, that's just not how it works.
Mm-hmm.
I think that stuff is happening. I think that stuff is being investigated. If at the end of the investigation you don't have enough to put cuffs on somebody, you just don't have enough to put cuffs on somebody. Unless you want to be like them and manufacture something. And I don't want to be like that, do you? YouTube live chat poll. Did you vote for this? Andy Fry YouTube channel. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.